It's Wednesday, 16th of December. And isn't that beautiful to step out to in the morning? Birdsong. It's almost like a spring morning. Bird song wise, it is. Actually, it's quite like a spring morning this morning, weather wise. It's very calm, very calm. It's dry, it's very mild, incredibly mild. The skies, as far as I can tell, are overcast. Because it's, yes, even less light, more dark than light. But what a lovely morning. Oh, beautiful. Good morning, Mrs. Blackbird, how are you? She's off. Oh well. That'll be the end of that conversation then. So I slept pretty well last night, actually. Pretty well. Only up once, that's when my wife got up, and she's normally up about, oh, it could be any time between 12 and 2. And it's only the fact that she wakens me as she gets out of bed. But this morning, according to my sleep app, it was 3 o'clock before she got up. And I got up. And I didn't get up again. Which was marvellous. Oh yes. A one-stop night. I was in and out of deep sleep. I noticed that with the app. I check this app every, Zoomio's sleep app. I check it every morning when I'm having my wee coffee with my feet up, listening to calming music. Always check, just to see what kind of night I've had. It's in and out of deep sleep again, but it's like a regular pattern, with only the one broken sleep at 3 a.m. So that made for a far better night's sleep. Thank the Lord. So I feel better this morning. Yes. Try to stick with the mantra that I set up in my head the other day there. About doing what I can't do and yeah, don't worry about what you can't. Thing was, I got a phone call yesterday from a woman who I didn't work for in the past. She's a nice lady in a nearby town, and she had a couple of requests of me, and I said right from the onset, of course I'll do it for you, but it probably won't be this side of the new year. And I could hear the faint disappointment in her voice. But she said, well, that's fine. If you can't, you can't. That's okay. So that's what's going to happen if anybody else phones me. So I get peace. Not so much the peace from not doing it, but the peace from not having the demands and self-inflicted stress, if you like. Pressure. Funny thing, she told me she was just back from a month in Mumbai. Is that how you pronounce it, Mumbai? Is it Mumbai? I can't remember. A month in Mumbai. That's got nothing to do with anything, just thought I'd say it. Because it just sounds good. I'm just back from a month in Mumbai. Oh. that you're feeling the cold. Anyway, work related it wasn't. It wasn't a holiday. Anyway, so that's the way it's going to be. I'm not going to worry about someone phoning me and asking me to do something this side of Christmas. I'm just going to say right from the onset, yeah, no problem. But it'll be after, because otherwise I'll get nothing done. Yeah. Garden tidied. Car needs a severe wash and clean. Garage needs tidied. I've a shed to build, and that's been over a year now. That's only the jobs, tasks that I can think of off the top of my head. There's much, much more. And I don't want to have to reach Christmas Eve and it just brought back a thought of when I was trading. It was the 23rd of December and me and the wife and our youngest daughter at the time, we were through in Edinburgh. We were through in Edinburgh having a meal, not a Christmas dinner, just a meal, and visiting the famous German market that runs right along Princess Street, between Princess Street and Princess Street Gardens. Anyway, we were in, I think it was Pizza Land or something like that, and my phone rang. It was just sounded like a very well educated lady, older lady. You know. It's funny how you can tell age. Well, not always, but yeah. So she asked if I could do this particular task for her, and asked her to describe it. And yeah, sure, of course I can. Yes. And you know what she said to me? She says, "So, what time tomorrow can you come?" And that would have been Christmas Eve, wouldn't it? Yeah. And you know what was the most upsetting? No, what's the word, especially if I'll just say crazy part of it. But you know what the most crazy part of that conversation was? The fact that that woman not only thought I had nothing else to do but jump and come out and do her work the following day, so obviously she must have thought I was short of work, not doing well, probably quietest electrical engineer out. But she had no, I wouldn't say she had any comprehension of it being Christmas Eve. She had no thoughts for me that it would have been Christmas Eve, and with most people are with family Christmas Eve. And she didn't even think that. It's just automatic. Just, yeah, he's doing nothing, he can come out tomorrow and do it on Christmas Eve. It shows you how people think, though. I don't know why I told that story, but I did. It's getting brighter now. Oh, for some lovely sunshine. But at least the birds sound happy this morning.